The saying is, a picture is worth a thousand words. Both candidates have been campaigning across Wisconsin seemingly nonstop since the party conventions. Reporter Merv Seymour has been on the campaign trail for much of it with his still camera, capturing snapshots and sounds in the race to win Wisconsin.
Good evening, Wisconsin!
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one man that's going to save this country, President Donald J. Trump.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's great to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of hardworking great American patriots. We appreciate it, too. Outside, we have thousands and thousands of people. Would anybody love to give up their seat? So,
are you ready to organize? Are you ready to work? Are you ready to fight? And are you ready to win?
Are we going to make Kamala Harris and Tim Walz our next president and vice president? And
old, we lived in Wisconsin. Now every time I land, Governor Evers will meet me and he'll say, "Welcome home."
The Republican Party's back. Donald Trump's gonna win, and we're taking our country back, and we're gonna make it great again. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, once again.
Wisconsin is because we know this election is about two very different visions for our country.
Our country is being destroyed. This is the worst president and the worst vice president in history. You got to get out and vote.
Your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power. And never let anyone take your power from you.
If we win, and when we win, we're going to prosecute people that cheat on this election. The easiest way and the best way is on November 5th, you got to vote for Trump, because we're not going to let it happen.
Donald Trump is an unserious man, but the consequences of him being president again are brutally serious.
Small towns in America are terrified of migrants coming in. And even when they haven't yet arrived, they're terrified. These people that are coming across the border illegally by the millions are taking the jobs of the black population of America and the Hispanic population of America.
Someone who suggests we should terminate the Constitution of the United States should never again stand behind the seal of the president of the United States.
If I win, we will have peace in the world again. If she gets four more years, the world goes up in smoke.
So, Madison, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?
And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, Wisconsin. Thank you very much. Thank you.